Always like to start the show out with a little bit of something from the Word of God, a scripture, and that's what we'll do today. You know, it says in Proverbs, a wise person foresees danger and takes precautions. Now, the naive person goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. That's Proverbs 22:3, you might recognize. It's the scripture reference for what we'll be discussing today on Believers in Business. I'm Ron Taylor. It's good to have you along here. We have Patrick Smith joining us once again. Patrick has been in the financial services industry for some 40 years. For the last 27 of those years, he's served right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. And Patrick, today we're going to be getting into some more conversation about how money works, and hopefully this will help our listeners begin the process of increasing their wealth awareness. Good to see you again, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ron. It's good to be here. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, Ron, that's right. And the verse in Proverbs that you just read is part of the reason that I teach people how money works, because that is good news that people need in their financial planning today. You've heard me say this before. When you increase the awareness you have about your money today, that will determine how much money you will have 10, 20, and even 30 years from now.
And that's the gospel. I mean, that the gospel's good news, and this is good news, isn't it? Yeah. Patrick, I realize that there's a lot of pieces to understanding money. There's never really enough time to cover all of them in one conversation that we have here. So what area are we going to hone in on and focus in today's conversation?
Well, Ron, today we're going to shed some light on some of the unknowns about traditional retirement plans. Most especially 401k plans, but it fits any what we call qualified retirement plan, 403b, 457s, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, this is why the education process that we take clients through is called wealth awareness, because we're going to make people aware of things about their money that they most likely haven't been made aware of before. And most common financial strategies don't address today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to unveil some of the hidden costs of retirement plans, and we're going to discuss the luck of your money within your retirement accounts. That's luck, L-U-C, and it stands for liquidity, use, and control of your money.
Mm.
Specifically, how much liquidity, use, and control you may have or may not have with the money in your retirement accounts.
Interesting. Patrick Smith joining us today here on Believers in Business with Baring Financial. Patrick, you've shared with us before that the foundation of your work is that you really help people ask the right questions for their situation. It's a real key and a real turn of play in the way you look at things. And the terms that you just mentioned, liquidity, use, and control of our money, you know, kind of lead me to ask, why are those things important? And how do I determine how much luck I have with my money, and is that what I need to be asking, Patrick?
Absolutely, Ron. So let's start there. Why is LUC, liquidity, use, and control, so important? And the answer is found in another term that most people aren't aware of. It's called the velocity of money.
Hmm.
And again, people don't know because they aren't taught. How can you be aware of something that you've never been made aware of?
Right.
The more liquidity, use, and control you have with your money, the more you can benefit from the velocity of your money. The velocity of money is essentially money in motion, moving forward so that it's always increasing and never stagnant. We're all familiar with the concept of using money to make money. That's a big part of the use in your liquidity, use, and control of money. Think about it. Isn't that your basic goal? And what people are trying to do with the retirement plan.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Well, the velocity of money is the movement of money, and it's how that's accomplished. This includes the ability to leverage your money, to be able to use a dollar more than once when possible, and it also includes the ability to move your money out of risk.
Mm.
Think about defining moment number one, which we've discussed several times.
Sure.
In understanding money. Because of inflation, your money may never be worth more than it is today. So then the more of today's dollars you can keep moving forward, the better. That is why money is called currency. It's fluid. It likes to move.
I never got that until you just brought that up. That's interesting. I'm a little late to the game sometimes, but I'm in it. So
I have to give Daniel credit for that.
Oh, good. I like that. Yeah, Daniel's our producer, and he gets a lot of the information for us. That's really clever. I like
that.
Yes,
it is. That's why the financial institute. That's what the financial institutions understand.
Sure, sure.
They do this very well, and they do it using, you know, our money. The banks, the credit card companies, the mortgage lenders, the brokerage houses, the mutual fund companies, and even the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
So the velocity of money is always working. either it's working for you or it's working against you. Mm. If someone else is using your money to make it work for them, obviously it's working against you. The way you accomplish this for yourself is keep the velocity of your money working for you. And you do that by retaining as much liquidity use and control of your money as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I show clients how to accomplish this. These are the things that most people are not being taught, you know, by their advisors or, you know, in our school systems about money.
Sure.
And that's why it's so important for listeners to schedule a personal money work session where I'll be able to sit down with them and teach them at length in a personal way what we can't accomplish on the radio.
Certainly, and this is where really you come in as a listener by joining in and getting involved in a personal money work session. And I'll send you to wealthawareness.com. That's the website to log on to and to a good place to start to learn more about Baring Financial, Patrick Smith, and all that they do with the wealth awareness and the money work sessions. Wealthawareness.com. The phone number that I'll give you many times during our conversation today is 817-571-2626. If you're ready to make that call, it's 817-571-2626. You call that number and schedule a money work session. Basically, you're getting your questions answered and learn more about what we're talking about today here. You'll meet face-to-face with Patrick Smith. He'll probably be wearing a ball cap like he is now, so you'll recognize him real quickly. There's no cost involved in this, of course. There's no obligation. There's no high-pressure product sales pitch, and that's a wonderful thing about Patrick and what we're talking about. This is the beginning of a process, folks, and it's the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. And Patrick, I couldn't think of something I would want more to know about my money is how it works and which way it's flowing, you know. So listen, you just explained that the reason that the LUC or luck of our money is so important is because, you know, the more we're able to keep liquidity, use and control of our money, then the better position we'll be to benefit from the velocity of money. Am I getting that right so far?
Yep, you're good. Getting it exactly. And now that we understand that, let's address the second question. Your question was, how do I determine how much liquidity use and control I have with my money?
Mm-hmm.
This might be your 401k, it might be a 403b, your mutual funds, a variable annuity, etc. Let's start with defining liquidity use and control. Liquidity simply means cash available that you can use. Use could be either using the money to purchase something or to invest the money, to keep the money moving ahead in some form or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Control is pretty self-explanatory, but basically this boils down to what choices do you have and what limitations are there on what you can do with your money.
Right.
Most people today have financial plan built on what has become the normal way of financial thinking in our culture, and it looks something like this. Your group benefits through your job and your 401k or your 403b or whatever qualified plan your company might have.
Mm-hmm.
Your equity in your house and maybe some credit cards for emergency cash.
Mm-hmm.
Most people's only source of long-term savings for the future is their retirement plan,
right.
Their 401k, their 403b, IRA, etc. Some form of qualified retirement plan. Based on what many advisors and brokers tell them, people expect that their money is moving ahead, that they are getting velocity on it.
Mm-hmm.
They think that it's protected from risk. They've also been told this protection is because your money is diversified and we put it in various sectors and we allocate it to various parts of the market.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that, you know, if they need some money, you know, they can go get it from their plan. But the truth is most of their money is all tied up in the equity in their house, which truly it's not really their equity. It's the bank's equity.
That's a good point.
And in the markets. If most of their money is accumulated in a 401k, it's in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Their house does not give them consistent appreciation that they expect. And again, it's not really their equity anyway. And in the market, all the gains over the past 12 to 13 years until last fall hadn't even broken even since 2000 and the loss of three major declining markets, mm-hmm. major corrections. And at best, their 401ks are right back where they were in 2000.
Yeah.
The money has gone nowhere. There has been no velocity of their money. In fact, the only velocity of the money is the deposits that their employer makes to the 401k, doing a little dollar cost averaging mm-hmm. every quarter or however their employer does it. Mm. They can't liquidate it if they need the cash because first they need it to grow their retirement. Second, if they liquidate it, they're going to pay a huge tax and penalty.
Correct.
In most cases. And if they do use it, it's like killing the goose that's supposed to lay the golden retirement egg.
I've never seen that golden egg, by the way. I've always heard about it, but it's scarce. It really is.
It's in a lot of books.
Yeah,
it's a picture. If they try to get liquidity use of their money by borrowing against it, well, it's not true liquidity.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you borrow your money out of a 401k is everything you borrow out is not doing anything.
That's true.
Not only is it not doing anything, but you're paying interest, you know, to have it out of there.
That's right.
So it's dead. It's just more debt, more risk to the investor, and the institutions get the benefit, and the individual has very little control, and no one is teaching them what they can do to change that.
Until you meet with Patrick Smith, and that's what the MoneyWorks Sessions is all about. And really, folks, this is the way that you're going to sit down, you know, face-to-face with Patrick and learn more about what we're talking about today. Really, the perfect way, the only way, the right way to learn more about what we're talking about. Having a MoneyWorks session is a personal face-to-face, realizing that your money, your retirement, your investments are very private matters, and we respect that very well. Wealthawareness.com is the website, wealthawareness.com. And there you'll find a lot of great information there. And you'll find the phone number. I'll give it to you now. It's 817-571-2626. 817-571-2626. When you call that number, you'll be able to schedule your free MoneyWorks session, basically getting your questions answered, learning more about what we're discussing today that we only have a small amount of time to do. You're going to meet Patrick Smith, of course. There's no cost involved, no obligation. No high-pressure product sales or anything like that. It's the beginning of a process, and it's the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. 817-571-2626 and online at wealthawareness.com. Patrick, you've been talking about understanding the liquidity, use, and control of our money. Now, if you will, explain to us some specifics regarding choices that we have and some of the limitations and even risks that you mentioned that we might find with our retirement plans earlier on.
Certainly, Ron. Let me expound on that subject for a moment. First, let's look at liquidity with borrowing from a 401k or 403b. I mentioned this a minute ago. The first thing that happens when you borrow is you create or you lose opportunity cost, what we call opportunity cost on your money, because that money stopped working. Hmm. It doesn't remain invested. And the company lets you borrow from them. It's your money that comes out of the plan.
Right.
Next, let's talk about mutual funds. Mutual funds are the major tool for 401ks. In 1972, when I got in the financial business, there were 2,000 mutual funds. Hmm. Since the advent of the 401k, there are now 9,000 mutual funds.
Wow.
The other 7,000 have come about because of the 401k.
401k, wow.
That is the primary investment vehicle for retirement plans. The point is that mutual funds are buy and hold, and that very philosophy limits the velocity of your money
mm-hmm.
because every time the market corrects, your money goes down with the market.
Right.
And you've lost the time before it comes back
mm-hmm.
to where it was before it went down.
Right.
All the while, you're still paying the fees.
Mm-hmm.
Absorbent fees that some have said. There's even been a study or a show by 60 Minutes that people can go on YouTube and do 60-minute 401k fees and hear all about it.
Interesting.
Now, if you want to find out how much control you have over the money in your retirement account, just contact your plan administrator and ask them if you can move that money to a self-directed, private, managed IRA.
Right.
And if they do allow you to, ask what steps you would have to take to do so. Then you will find out who really has the control of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, deferral risk. The risk of everybody knows that everything that goes into a 401k is sheltered. They get a tax break off their income for putting it in, and then all the earnings are deferred.
Mm-hmm.
But the part of the risk, future risk, is the possibility of higher taxes. We know that qualified retirement plans do not eliminate taxes.
Mm.
They simply delay those taxes to a later date. This leaves you exposed to whatever tax rate the government chooses in the future. Here's a question for our listeners. Do you believe that taxes will be lower in the future or higher?
They're going to be higher, Patrick, and it's so dynamic. We just can't forecast what the taxes are going to be like.
But they're going to be higher.
But they're going to be higher.
I have got substantiated information, math information, mm-hmm. that shows that to people.
Wow.
They need to know that.
Wow.
So most of the time, the velocity of your money is primarily working for the institutions because they have the most liquidity use and control mm-hmm. of your money.
Yeah.
They use your money. They charge you fees regardless of whether you're having gains or losses on your money. And you are taking all the risk. And your broker tells you, again, you're diversified. Diversified became a champion word,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the 90s as the market was really hot,
right?
You know, of safety. And it's just one little part of safety. Doesn't guarantee safety.
Mm-hmm.
But all your diversification is still in the same financial tool.
Right.
In a buy and hold strategy in a mutual fund.
Now I know why Granddad buried all of his money in the yard in mason jars. You know, he just that was the way he did things back then. But there's better ways now, folks, and it's through a money work session. We talked about this a moment ago. When you schedule your money work session with Patrick Smith, you're going to get a lot of questions answered that you might have already as we go along here. Learn more about what we're discussing today, and really the perfect way to do that is to meet with Patrick face to face. There's no cost involved. There's no obligation for you. You're not going to be pressured into something that you feel like that you may or may not want to do. It's the beginning of a process, really, and it's called the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Call the number 817-571-2626, 817-571-2626. If you're occupied at the moment and you can't jot that number down, it's on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. Very, very wonderful laid out website. You'll have many choices that you can click on and learn. There's lots of ways to contact the folks at Baring Financial, and it's all handy for you there at wealthawareness.com. Patrick, we're now starting to get a little bit better understanding about the choices that we have for LUC, luck of our money, in our traditional retirement accounts, as well as the limitations and risks that come with them. So, you know, what is a properly balanced financial strategy that works for us, not against us, look like?
Well, Ron, the answer to that question takes me back to my foundation, the beginning of my career in 1972.
Hmm.
I was hired by a company called IDS, Investor Diversified Services, and they'd been around since 1894 for a long time, and they were the only true complete financial planning company in the country.
Mm.
They taught me what they called the four cornerstones to balanced financial planning.
Mm.
Number one, the first cornerstone is an obvious one. It's protection. Most people today use their group benefits for protection. Everyone's building their future based on their current earnings. And when they first start, they have nothing. They have no estate. They have no money mm-hmm. built up. So if something happened to the breadwinner of the family, either one or both spouses, there would be nothing to take care of the other spouse in the family. So to fill the gap, to supplement the income lost, you need protection, life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And today, again, those are provided mostly for people through their group benefits at work. And that's most of the time, that's what people have.
Mm-hmm.
The second cornerstone is an emergency fund. Okay. It's 6 months of your basic household expenses. Some people say 6 months of income, but at least six months of expenses. And it should be in a liquid account, and it really doesn't matter how much that account makes.
Mm.
We've been taught over the last 30 years that return matters. No, return doesn't matter on emergency funds. Those funds need to be there for that very purpose.
For that very purpose.
And they need to be liquid.
Yeah.
And then number three is probably the most important cornerstone of all in a whole lot of 50-year-olds. When the Great Recession hit in 2008 and they lost their jobs, found this out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that cornerstone is a midterm to long-term guaranteed accumulation account that not only along with your 6 months of emergency account, you've got this account that if you don't have an emergency, it's a planning account for the future, long-term expense, midterm to long-term expenses. Enables you to know how much money you'll have down the road as you contribute to it at any time. But it also along the way, the money is accumulated, it's not taxed, and it's available for you to use for moderate to large purchases. The next car you want to buy.
Right.
Why pay add-on interest
mm-hmm.
to a bank or a car dealership when you can use your own money at simple interest and control? There's this control and
right.
liquidity and use.
But it's money you can get to, and it's not taxed,
correct?
In correct. This particular one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not taxed as it's earned, and mm-hmm. it can be used without being taxed.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. And eventually, if set up properly, it can actually be used as supplemental income to retirement and not be taxed.
Interesting.
The fourth cornerstone in those days was really a supplemental retirement account, because in 1972, everybody had defined benefit pensions or defined contribution retirement plans that their employers paid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all those were eliminated in the 80s and 90s because the corporate raiders in the 80s took a lot of those, buying out corporations and dismantling those plans.
Mm-hmm.
And then the corporations began to figure out they couldn't afford them.
Yeah.
So they created the 401k plan and said, guess what? We have this great deal for you. We're not going to pay for your retirement anymore.
You
We're
are.
We're going to let you do it. That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
And so the 401k plans were born, and people started putting away their own money before taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people have sat down and put a pencil to that.
Yeah.
Okay. And if their employer could afford it, they would match it. And that's what we have today. And of course, the problem, as we've already discussed, is the limitations of liquidity use and control if your 401k is your primary accumulation vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That limited liquidity use and control is the very same reason supplemental retirement accounts were needed in before the 401k, back mm-hmm. when the defined benefit plans were still available.
Sure.
Because even those pension plans were only going to produce 50% to 2/3 of their income when they retired.
Right.
And so they created the old deal, well, you're going to make less money when you retire, which was true, but they forgot to tell them you're going to pay more taxes.
Right.
Okay.
Gosh.
So that's the understanding that people had back then, but it's not passed on and not been taught to this generation. A lot of people have found it out the hard way when they went through the crunch of the Great Recession. A lot of what I teach people is that there's ways that they can strategically determine the best amount to put into their 401k plan based on their specific situation. And don't overfund it. Don't fund it with more money than your employer is matching. And if they are, I show them how to take the difference and put it into a non-qualified private plan that always gives them liquidity use and control of their money.
Very good. You know, whenever I have the honor, the blessing of getting the opportunity to stand behind a person like yourself, Patrick, and a company like Baring Financial, and really the wisdom that you share with our listeners, and to stand behind that and to endorse that is an honor for me. And I can't tell our listeners strongly enough and convey to them strongly enough, this is a man of integrity that's sitting here next to me, a man that loves the Lord. And in all that he does, you can tell that he just has a heart for people and wants to see people be blessed and to prosper. When someone schedules a money work session with you, Patrick, and begins that wealth awareness process, that is exactly what you help them accomplish. You help them ask the right questions for their situation so that they can learn how to establish a truly balanced financial strategy that fits them personally, correct?
That's right, Ron. And as the final note to our conversation today, I want to mention two pieces of the puzzle that are key in creating that personalized balanced strategy for a client. Often times clients wonder, how am I supposed to find the means, the extra money to establish, you know, these four cornerstones? Mm-hmm. First, we help them look at their situation, as you just said, mm-hmm. and plug the major money leaks they have in their financial plans.
Interesting.
These are the major negative transfers of money that occur in people's lives every day, and it makes them say, well, I can't afford that. Okay.
Right.
Many times it happens unnecessarily, and most of the time it's happening to people and they aren't even aware of it. Overfunding of the 401k I just mentioned is one example. Tax refunds mm-hmm. that they love to get in April. That's a big money leak.
Right.
I hope that gets their attention, because they're probably shaking their head going, what in the world is he talking about? How they pay for their home, how they pay for their cars. There's quite a few that we teach people about. And we teach them more efficient ways and different ways to avoid those. Second, we'll teach them about the three tax buckets of money. All their money falls into one of three buckets: a taxable bucket, a tax-deferred bucket, or a tax-free bucket. Many people aren't even aware that there is a tax-free bucket available to use, much less how to use it.
Exactly.
We will teach them and we'll help them position their money in these three tax buckets in a way that is most efficient for them.
You know, Patrick, our time always just chases it right to the last moment here. Thank you, my friend, for what you do. You benefit our listeners so very well, and these Money Work sessions are just wonderful. So it's always good to see you. Thank you for joining us again.
Thanks, Ron.
Patrick Smith, our good friend from Baring Financial here. Don't forget the Wealth Awareness and the Money Work session that you want to be aware of. Wealthawareness.com. Wealthawareness.com is the website to start with. Learn more there. Find out more about what we're talking about today, and get signed up for that free Money Work session. You can call the number 817-571-2626 or log on to wealthawareness.com. Thanks for joining us.